Hey, thanks for joining us today from Like to Love. And you take a look at some local companies, including Build-A-Bear and Keeley, but also Southwest Airlines and more.
Yeah, I mean, really what we've been doing at our companies, but really working with our clients is, you know, how does a company, where, by the way, you have to have great employees to have great customers, right? It starts in the inside out. And if you study a lot of companies, you have to have great employees that love their jobs and transfer that love to the customer, right? It sounds simple, but it's not so simple.
So what steps does someone take to ensure that?
Well, it's tough. And actually, it's a tough and even a better economy because we have what we call the talent wars, right? So people are paying more, things are more competitive, you know. So we got the title from Like to Love of how do you go from liking your job to loving your job? And by the way, if you love your job, that's much more valuable to your employer and actually to your customers. I mean, you've been to a place that people don't like their job.
And again, the question, how do you get that?
Well, first of all, you got to hire right. Right. And also, we have our things called our five love potions of the research that we did. You want me to go through the five love potions?
Sure.
Well, the first is you genuinely care about me. OK, so does the boss genuinely care about you and does the company? And I trust.
When we walk out of your office downstairs, there's actually a little button at the door.
Yeah, I'm happy you remember that. So there's a little button every day that we take everybody's pulse. And do they have a good day or a bad day? Now, we can't control that because there's environmental. We might have a customer issue. But we can take the pulse of our team every day. And if it's all red, we know something's going on and we check that right away. If we're busy and crazed and we know everybody's busy and crazed, we know why that's red.
Okay, so then number two.
Number two is I trust you and you trust me. Okay, now think about some employers. Okay, I trust you and you trust me. So it's a two-way relationship now. By the way, there's a website called Glassdoor. I don't know if you're familiar with Glassdoor.
Sure.
But Glassdoor is now where employees can rank their employer. It used to be one way. I'm the boss, you're going to do the way what I say. And now with social media and just all kinds of action, people can now rank their company. This company was great to work for. Or this company was not great to work for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my boss was a jerk, or this company says what they do. You know, they do what they say they're going to do.
Sure.
You know,
number three.
Number three is you listen to me. Okay, now that's also a two-way street. But I want to be heard. I want to be listened to. And again, remember, employees can shop where they want to work, especially the Gen Z and millennials. Right. It's a completely different workforce.
And they do. They move around like crazy.
They move around and, you know, we can't blame them because they've grown up in a different atmosphere and they're what we call the gig economy. Right. So they might work for themselves at night. They might work for you for 2 years and they're gone.
I see that. Number four.
This is like a game show. You appreciate me for who I am and you tell me so. So, Charlie.
Positive feedback.
Well, positive feedback. But, Charlie, you know, I know you're not great over here, but you're great over here. Right. And so we're going to look at the individual and we're going to customize the job for you because diversity, inclusion, and not having everybody be the same is really important. So that's why you appreciate me for who I am. If you're disabled, if you're in a minority group, whatever, you know, that's really important these days.
You know, the baby boomers are listening and saying, oh, my gosh, what a bunch of snowflakes.
You know what? We've done the research and you can look at any Fortune 500 where their profits are high. They're all doing this. You have to have great culture. Okay. Look at everything from Apple, the most valuable company in the world. Okay. Their customers love them. Who pays $1,000 for a phone? Their customers love them and their employees love them. It's the number one place people want to work.
And then number five,
we share a meaningful purpose. So I might not just come to work. I might want to come to work, but we're working on really important things. Or we donate time to a youth shelter. Or we're doing things beyond just the company, beyond profit.
Funny you say that because there was a report last week on NPR taking a look at hiring police officers. It's tough to do because there's a police officer shortage. And one consultant said, we've got to appeal to the young people who want meaning in their work and fun as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, before people said work-life balance, you've heard that before.
Sure.
And now it's work-life integration. I don't care if somebody that works at our companies or on the internet shopping for holiday gifts right now, because they're also checking their email at 9 o'clock at night because a customer is interested in talking to them. So what's really happening now is work-life integration. I think you're going to see that in all kinds of jobs. It's not just be here at this time.
Wouldn't you agree that Southwest Airlines does this really well with both customers and employees?
Well, I'm a little bit favorable to them because they're a big client of ours, but we love them as customers, but we love them as a client too. And they walk the talk. In fact, They shut down the company on Halloween. They keep the operations going and stuff like that, but they are so much dedicated to their employees having fun, being open. They shut it down for Halloween. They have Halloween costumes, the executives, and they literally walk the talk. You know,
I was at a party last year that Keeley Construction put on for its employees. Wow, they really pull out the stops, too. You include Rusty Keeley and his company here in St. Louis in your book.
Yeah, so Rusty is a dear friend, but also we love what they're doing. They are so committed to the community. He's got about 1,000 employees, and that's becoming their differentiator. Why would I want to work for one company versus another? I want to give back to the community. I want to have fun. They do a university every month. They learn. They send you to a university. They have classes. They use our GenieCast. And so we love Rusty because he's given back so much to the community. And when you can pick between two or three companies, they're going to pick Rusty first. And guess what? Their customers pick him also.
Really interesting. Where do we get your new book, Keith Alper?
Well, you can get it at fromlike2.love. So fromlike2.love or The Blessed Places on Amazon. We've got a digital hardback and softback.
Okay, so From Like to Love, Inspiring Emotional Commitment from Employees and Customers. Keith Alper, the founder and CEO of Nitrous Effect and Creative Producers Group in our building. Thank you so much. Happy holidays and beyond, and good luck. Don't forget us when you win the Pulitzer Prize to give us a shout-out.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Again, the book is called From Like to Love, for businesses who want to get their employees, as well as their customers, to love them.